miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We've got a holdover. We held over Gary Ginsberg, the great Gary Ginsberg, who is this incredible fountain of knowledge about environmental work. And that's justified because that's what his day job is in Connecticut. But his night job, occasional job, is with us, teaching us the importance of things. We were talking about phthalates and in utero or birth changes in what we would call maleness, and whether, in fact, some of the fertility problems that occur were related to phthalate exposure in utero and in your youth. Gary, continue with this, what I consider really interesting discussion. One, can you measure these? Two, would you measure them in anyone? Three, would you just stay away from fragrance and other than absolute essential oils, which you said don't need phthalates to stay on the skin as opposed to artificial fragrances?
Yes.
Or what would you do if you were a young person about to think about conceiving, having children?
All right. Well, thanks, Mike. And I appreciate the interest in this topic because I think it's one of the more important ones that we see on a daily basis. And that is that, you know, people aren't that knowledgeable about where their exposure to phthalates is coming from. So first, I wouldn't bother testing my blood. It's actually a urine test, and I wouldn't do the urine test because it may show that you're on the high side that day, but the levels are going to bounce around a lot, and the normative range for the general population, there's data for that, but it's not necessarily going to mean a whole lot to you whether you're on the hot side or not. The critical thing, I think, is that during certain life stages, the exposure to the phthalates would be really good to avoid, and that is during pregnancy, and again, the major source for pregnant women tends to be cosmetics, and body lotions, personal care products, deodorant, things that have a fragrance to them that's not essential oil-based, but par fragrance or fragrance-based, that often, or perfumes, that 95% of the time have phthalates as carriers. That's one. And then the other is that, let's say you've got a plastic Christmas tree, or you've got plastic shower curtain, or PVC flooring, plastic flooring, and that you think that tree or that shower curtain is staying put in your bathroom or in the corner of your living room, and it's true, and you think that, well, your toddler's not going to get any exposure to it unless they go over and chew on it. But the reality is that the phthalates, the plasticizers in those products are volatile enough. They're not locked into the product, and they're volatile enough. They vaporize enough so that over time they go into the indoor air and they do settle out into house dust. And so who's going to get the most exposure to that are infants crawling around. So, you know, during that time, and so the kids ingest a lot of house dust, and we've known from the example of lead on windowsills that where does a lot of the exposure come from the house dust where it falls and breaks apart into. Same thing with phthalates. And the number one message there is when you've got little kids, I'd say anybody in your house at 3 years of age and under, spending a lot of time on the floor, mop like crazy, vacuum like crazy, get out, just have as little dust as possible, not only because of bacteria or your kids getting dirty, but because that's where they're going to get the lion's share of contaminants. I mean, we try to keep baby food really, really clear of any contamination, and you know, the baby companies do a pretty good job of that. And infant packaging, you know, we try to make sure there's no BPA in the little glass jars. Of course, there wouldn't be, but you know, what's in your house stuff, that's up to you. Try to keep your floors as clean as possible to protect baby from this class of endocrine disruptors.
Now, wow, all I got to say is wow. How much do you think that this increased exposure, and I assume there's an increased exposure over years, do we have data on that? And how much Have the increased exposure, do you think, results in fertility problems? I guess I'd say it the other way than this question is asked, is how much of the fertility problems that we now have are related to this?
Well, this has been a huge topic of controversy. So there are some European researchers who have measured phthalate levels over time in people's, you know, stored specimens, and they've looked at semen counts, and they see a correlation over time, and whether it's cause and effect or just correlated for some other reason, we don't really know, but it makes sense that as we have introduced more and more plastics into the home environment, that that it could be a factor, at least, in declining male fertility. And we know that male fertility has declined at testosterone levels in men have been dropping at a rate of about 1% a year for the last 30 years. So in other words, men today are 30% less, quote-unquote, male than we were 30 years ago. Now, of course, everybody's an individual, and we're all over the place in terms of the individuals, but as a group whole, as a population, the statistics show we're about 30% male, than at least in the U.S., than we were 30 years ago. And so what part does phthalates play in that versus other factors like obesity, which tends to be estrogenic? We don't really know. But it certainly is prudent and a good idea, especially during the prenatal and early postnatal period, to cut down on kids' exposure to phthalates.
Gary, I know you've got to run. Thank you very much. And remember, if you want to be more male or more female, because these affect both genders, but if you want to be more male or more female, best to avoid phthalates. Plastics may not be all they're meant to be, based on that great 1960s film, The Graduate, where, of course, they told Robin Williams, plastics. But in any case, Gary, thank you.
It was Dustin Hoffman.
And Dustin Hoffman, plastics. Thank you. That's right, it was Dustin Hoffman. Thanks. my knowledge of films is not what it should be. So what I've learned from this is that we want to avoid plastics as much as possible. One of the great places we get phthalates, or one of the increased places we get phthalates, is from fragrances that are not natural oils. Even burning incense isn't really good for us. So we'll come back and talk to more about that in future shows, because I want to have a way of you can measure your own level of phthalates and see what your level is and then what you should do about it. Is this related? And that's a question we got on the email line, which is really interesting. Is this related to the increase in or the change in gender identities over time? We have no idea on that as far as I know, but it does look like if we have more fertility problems now than we've ever had, it looks like this may be part of the cause of it. There's another couple studies we want to get to, and I'm going to get to them, if not before the break, right afterwards. This is, what have we learned about stroke care? Well, a lot of what we've learned about stroke care, one of the things we nominated as the top things for next year from the Cleveland Clinic, top innovations for next year, is a stroke ambulance, one that is a ready and available and goes to your home, can scan you right there with CT scans, has people online that interpret them and know whether to give you the TPA, much greater recovery with that, much faster administration. Well, now there's a study that this is the first time, it's a study from Germany that looks at should you get the clot removed at the same time. This was 500 people, randomly allocated. 90% were given the clot busting medicine, and 50% of those were given had surgery immediately, radiologic surgery that pulled out the clot. We'll tell you what happened to them and why this is such a big improvement right after the break. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
When Dad needed help getting around, I became his driver. Any daughter would do the same. But soon enough, he needed help doing more things. And it was up to me to be his personal shopper and financial manager, too. And before I knew it, Dad moved in with me. So I became his cook, his personal assistant, his physical therapist, and even his nurse. When I started taking care of Dad, I didn't realize all the roles I'd have to play. But no matter what, I know I'm still his daughter.
We understand the many roles you play. And to help, we created an online caregiving resource center. At aarp.org/caregiving, you can find resources and connect with the caregiving community. Together, we can better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving to learn more. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.